And live from CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Mike Haggerty for Vicki. Sacramento, like much of the state, is grappling with a record number of people experiencing homelessness. Collectively, it's a crisis with a range of deep-rooted causes, dating back years, even decades. But the individual toll is very personal. Each story behind homelessness is unique and often shaped by trauma. That creates a frustrating dynamic where solutions can conflict with each other, with local leaders at times at odds over the best way to solve a moral, public health and safety issue that touches every corner of the state. And that's the situation currently unfolding in Sacramento. The county district attorney, Tin Ho, is threatening legal action over the city's homelessness response, specifically encampments on public property. And Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg is pushing back. CAP Radio reporter Kate Wolf has been closely following this dispute. She joins us now with more about why the city and county don't see eye to eye. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Mike.
So this back and forth between the DA and the mayor has been going on for more than a month and is now escalating into the threat of legal action. What got us to this moment?
It's been a bit of a saga. The first incident was at the end of June when the DA sent a letter to District 4 Councilmember Katie Valenzuela, who supervises downtown and the grid. The DA shared that the situation around the downtown courthouse had become untenable, so charting 86 incidents over the course of the past year. And at the time, the mayor promised to clear the encampments around the courthouse within 2 weeks and move people to the city's newly reopened Miller Park campground. The DA says the situation has only gotten worse at the courthouse. About a month later, at the end of July, the mayor went to the DA's office to present a proposal of his own, essentially asking the DA to ramp up prosecution of misdemeanor crimes happening in encampments, so arresting more homeless people who are committing crimes, and get more perpetrators into diversion programs and alternative courts that help with substance use and mental health treatment. CARE Court, which is Governor Gavin Newsom's proposal to help address some of these issues, doesn't go into effect until late next year in Sacramento. In response, the DA sent a letter to Steinberg a little over a week later saying, no, your office needs to be doing more to enforce city codes. And he escalated that further to say the city is violating the law by allowing a, quote, public nuisance on their land. He says he was ambivalent about taking that action.
And these are difficult times. Look, I don't relish the possibility of having to sue and litigate against another entity to compel them to do the job that they're supposed to do. But I have to tell you, the voices of victims are coming through loud and clear.
All of this led to a press conference the day after where the mayor shared his displeasure with the letter and he called it a political stunt.
Well, in his threat of legal action earlier this month, the DA gave the city 30 days to comply with more than a dozen requests. What specifically does he want accomplished?
The DA wants the city to address the public safety crisis that so many people not having shelter presents. He says his office issued a survey on 16 major encampments in the city and received hundreds of responses. Many people reported their calls to 311 and requests for services went unanswered by the city. And he principally and specifically wants the city to increase their enforcement of city code violations. So the DA wants Mayor wants the DA to increase his prosecution of misdemeanor crimes. The DA wants the mayor to increase his prosecution of city code enforcement. So he wants the city to issue more citations for people obstructing the sidewalk, keeping their things on public property during the day, keeping their cars parked in one place for more than 72 hours. The city has said that they have only issued one citation in a year regarding these violations. DA Ho said he was shocked by this lack of enforcement.
We shouldn't have open air fires down by the parkway or places where you can have an encampment. You shouldn't be camping in an infrastructure area and burrowing into the levee. I mean, these are public safety issues as well that we have to balance, but not to see one citation, one referral, one prosecution at all in an entire year.
And there were many more demands, requesting the city clear 16 encampments, get about 75% of unsheltered homeless folks into shelter, and implement a citywide daytime camping ban from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. So a whole slew of demands in the next 30 days.
Kate, this is Tin Ho's first year as district attorney. What message do you think he's sending?
I went back to Tin Ho's interview on Insight. Vicky interviewed him this time last year. He was talking about treatment beds, increasing the number of treatment beds. And I think things have kind of escalated over the course of this year. He has said repeatedly then and now that we can't criminalize homelessness. But to me, ramping up code enforcement is bound to target homeless people. And it seems to go against a little bit the city-county agreement last year, which wants to focus on engagement and, you know, non punitive approaches instead of enforcement, clearance, and criminalization. And I asked him about this. Here's a clip of our interview, starting with his frustration with the lack of code enforcement.
The question I have is, why is the city not doing it at least once in the last year?
And do you think it could be because the city knows it doesn't have enough services to provide people and think that penalizing homeless people for, you know, trying to survive, you know, would be a cruel thing to do?
Well, I think what is cruel, and I'll say this as well, and what is not compassionate, is would we let our daughter, would we let our son, our brothers and sisters, our parents, would we let somebody that we love and care about live in these conditions on the streets?
And it's a good point, but I'll just note that from a journalistic standpoint, it's not answering the question, not having kind of a partnership mindset or a thoughtful consideration of the city's intention. So Tin Ho is definitely sending a message. He thinks he knows what to do to lower unsheltered homelessness if only the city would step up to implement his ideas.
So that's the DA's position. What is Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg's response?
Steinberg told me, "I won't dignify the letter with a response." I mean, he's clearly upset with the way the DA is handling this. At the same time, he says the offer to have a partnership is still open. He says the city needs the DA's help to have a productive arrangement with the county and to get people into treatment ahead of that care court implementation late next year. He talked about a time when the partnership between the city and county could have been more productive.
I've talked frequently over the last couple of weeks about my disappointment that the most high-profile engagement we made in the city of Sacramento between the city and county was 28th and C. Several months, 30 people, over 800 syringes found, and one person enrolled in comprehensive care and treatment. We need your help, Mr. District Attorney, to make sure that that partnership agreement actually works.
So, Kate, we know that the number of people experiencing homelessness is well beyond available shelter space and resources throughout Sacramento County. So, realistically, what's feasible?
You're right that it's just way beyond the current resources we have. The city has identified hundreds of new shelter spaces. They were required to do so. But a lot of it is on paper, right? They've noted that these shelter spaces exist, but they might get mobilized in months or years. Ultimately, I think both parties feel strapped for resources, and the progress here is slow. The city says they can't comply with all the DA's requests because ramping up shelter space like they're being asked would, quote, cripple them financially. During his presser, Steinberg said he understands that the DA's office is also worried about having to prosecute a large influx of misdemeanors because of their limited capacity. Steinberg ended up chastising DA Ho for making political stunts when he should be taking whatever action he can.
Stop the letters. Stop the silliness. Get to work. And answer this question: what can you be doing in terms of increasing resources on the prosecution side, in terms of using your office to push for more resources on the mental health and substance abuse side? Connect that to the diversion that we know is necessary for some people who might not accept care voluntarily and who we might not otherwise reach. This is an opportunity.
So both parties are asking a lot of each other, and it just doesn't seem like there's the resources to back it up on this scale, or at least there's a lot of talk that there aren't the resources.
Okay, so what's still unresolved that you, through your reporting, are working on answering?
I am curious about why the city isn't citing anyone for these code violations. You know, clearly the DA was shocked by this. So I want to hear from the city about what their plan is there and if that's going to change. I will also be following what's next. Clearly, the city is not taking this letter seriously. So the DA is ostensibly in his right to pursue further legal action now that he's given notice to the city that they are maybe violating the law. I'm also curious about the mobilization of safe ground sites. Howard Chan, the city manager, recently got free rein to identify those sites. So I'm curious about how that actually ramps up, you know, designated space for unhoused people to live. And from a healthcare perspective, I am the healthcare reporter. I'm really curious about how the city-county partnership agreement is working, specifically in terms of referral to substance use and mental health services. There was a lot of talk about how there would be these teams that would go out and refer people on the spot. I haven't seen a lot of that. I'd like to find out how that's working.
CAP Radio healthcare reporter Kate Wolf explaining the dispute and potential legal action between Sacramento County District Attorney Tin Ho and Mayor Daryl Steinberg over enforcement of homeless encampments. Kate, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Mike.
Up next, Sac State is honing in on underserved Sacramento neighborhoods to better understand the link between poor air quality and health. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Mike Haggerty for Vicki Gonzalez.